Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and I don't know if the showers and the thunderstorms are going to be here the next hour or 2 hours, but they're coming. It's as simple as that. We are pretty toasty at the moment, 96, 97. So they are in the offing and cool things off just a little bit. Half hour from now, Abel Maldonado. I knew Abel when he was a state senator out in California. He wound up as the lieutenant governor of California. And before you go and say I'm consorting with the enemy, Abel, actually a pretty conservative Republican, really inspirational life story. He'll be with us in a half an hour, because if anybody knows what our vice president did when she was in California, it's Abel. And I'm really, really, really looking forward to chatting with him. And we'll get a sneak peek into the guy who wants to replace her, that Tim Walz, another old buddy of mine, Jason Lewis out of Minnesota, was running for Senate when Walz was the governor. And suffice to say, he's got one or two rather interesting pieces of information. Jack Smith is special counsel, special prosecutor, and he's just leveled some new charges against former President Trump. But I thought the Supreme Court had already said this whole special prosecutor thing was not constitutional. I don't know. I may be getting my wires crossed. So Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, absolutely the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, is joining us to explain it all to us. Counselor, good afternoon.
Jeff, I don't know about you and your listeners, but gosh, I am tired about hearing and talking about Jack Smith. I mean, this thing, it's never going to end, it seems like.
Didn't we talk a couple of weeks ago and the Supreme Court had said, yep, this thing, it doesn't fly, it's not constitutional, and that's why these charges in Florida went away? Or do I misremember, as they say?
No, there's a lot going on here. And so the only thing that doesn't change is that Jack Smith is determined to keep going and going and going. Okay. So what happened at the Supreme Court settled two things. One has to do with presidential immunity, right? And the fact that not only can official acts of a president not be prosecuted, they also cannot be introduced as evidence in any kind of matter. So yet there's that. Then the Supreme Court, in another case, just a week prior, talked about how the obstruction of Congress charges that Jack Smith has brought only apply to evidentiary alterations. Basically destroying evidence before Congress. So you have those two big problems there, right? Then separately in Florida, you have Judge Cannon's decision that Jack Smith was not properly appointed in his role as a quote-unquote special counsel, and she dismissed the case. The problem with that third piece is that Judge Cannon resides in the 11th Circuit. The case here in Washington, D.C., where I'm sitting with Judge Chutkin, is in the D.C. Circuit. And so, therefore, Judge Chutkin is not bound by what Judge Cannon did in Florida. So she will no doubt will charge forward. And then ultimately, the question of whether or not Jack Smith is properly appointed, that itself will likely go to the Supreme Court. And so we'll kind of go at this all over again. So lots going on, lots to follow, but again, the one consistent force here is Jack Smith is determined to keep pursuing this case. And unfortunately, I think if there were any thoughts that maybe, God forbid, Kamala Harris wins the presidency, maybe she would stop this, I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're determined to keep going.
This then, Joe, I'm going to go out on a limb here, but this then is obviously a political prosecution, right? I mean, for the three people left in America who didn't think that, this should be the evidence. In the one circuit, the judge says, yes, obviously this has got to go away. What did Jack Smith do, though? I heard that he slim down or refocus these charges?
Kind of, but not nearly as much as most of us thought he should. So back to the immunity issue and the obstruction of Congress issue, that really should have gutted this case. That really should have made him take a step back and say, you know what, I never did have the evidence to charge insurrection, even though they love using that term, but that was never charged here against Donald Trump or anyone else. And then he could have said, all right, look, I don't have that.
Yeah.
Now I've got some serious problems from the Supreme Court with the charges I have brought. Maybe I should just take a step back, let this one go, focus on some other stuff.
Yeah.
But that is not what's happened. And honestly, his changes, I don't think, are really going to fly. He basically, he kind of took out the word president in a lot and talked about Donald Trump more as a candidate. And he kind of tweaked the obstruction charges to, I guess, make them a little more palatable. The problem for him is that the immunity issue is appealable before a trial can start. So now what's going to have to happen is Judge Chutkan's going to have to look at the new indictment.
Right.
She will have to figure out whether or not presidential immunity is triggered here. Okay. She'll make her rulings about whether the case can go forward or not, but either side can appeal it, which will once again halt the case in its tracks.
Oh.
It'll go to the D.C. Circuit, and then most likely it'll go to the Supreme Court. So nothing's going to happen anytime soon. And again, a lot of this could be really just kind of put behind us by taking a step back and saying, look, Congress looked at this.
Yep.
They spent a year on it. Jack Smith has now spent 3 years on it. He has been through Supreme Court slapping him down. He's been through district court in Florida slapping him down. He's not even a legitimate prosecutor.
Yeah.
The fact that they just insist on keep doing this, I don't know. At some point, you're putting the country through an awful lot, and I don't know what the heck this is really for.
Here's a silly question, Joe. How much does all of this cost?
Not silly for those of us who actually care about the country's finances.
Yeah.
Tens of millions of dollars. Tens of millions of dollars. Dozens of prosecutors and FBI agents and other investigators spending all their time on these cases.
Wow.
And, you know, look, again, if the election goes one way, I unfortunately expect this to keep going. If it goes the other way, that I think many of us are hoping for, gosh, shutting this down should be the first thing President Trump does on Inauguration Day.
And President Trump, if he is elected, would be able to just go in there and send an email or a text to Jack Smith saying, hey, you're fired, get your stuff and leave the keys at the door.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I mean, some people kind of waffle about that. But the fact is,
he's not
the Constitution is very clear. Yeah, no. I mean,
there's no waffling there.
You know, some lawyers on the left will argue, well, once a case is initiated, it's a conflict of interest, the president can't change it. No, that's nonsense. All the power of every federal prosecutor derives from the president. The president is the single number one decider on all things related to the Justice Department.
Okay.
The attorney general works for the president. So if the president tells his next attorney general, shut those cases down, they get shut down, and that's the end of them.
All right. Joe Moreno is joining us. Joe has so many varied and sundry accomplishments, so many things on that CV. I nail it down to this. He's the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, and he's a former federal prosecutor. What about the sentencing, Joe? We had talked about this last time you were with us a couple of weeks back, the situation in New York, because they are, the judge up there is at some point, and I think it's soon, right, going to sentence President Trump?
Well, so now the same immunity case from the Supreme Court that impacts Jack Smith's case here in Washington also affects Alvin Bragg's case in New York City, even though that's a state case, right? Same principles apply here. So what happens now is that the Supreme Court has said to Judge Merchan, basically, you have to scrub through that case and determine if any evidence that was subject to immunity should not have been introduced, and therefore, if there's effectively a mistrial, if the conviction has to be tossed out, and then Alvin Bragg can decide whether or not to retry the case again. So what Judge Merchan has done is he scheduled his decision on that point for September 16th, 2 days before the sentencing has been scheduled, which left many of us to believe that he probably was going to rule against Donald Trump and then not give him a lot of time to appeal it. because 48 hours will be the sentencing hearing. What's changed in the last 2 weeks, though, thankfully, is that now, obviously, the Trump team has said any sentencing should get pushed off until this is properly vetted. Mm-hmm. Alvin Bragg, the prosecutor, has actually agreed with that. So even he has now written to Judge Merchan and said, yeah, I think the sentencing should get put off till at least after the election until we work out the details of this immunity. So ultimately, the judge still has not decided, but I'd be pretty surprised if he ignored both the defense and the prosecution and insisted on September 18th as a sentencing date. So I think we will once again avert what could be a very, very tumultuous and really, you know, conflict-prone day by saying, you know what, this is just, again, not worth it. We got to put this kind of thing off. It's just not consistent with our basic principles of law here.
Okay, now
struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That is, boy, I hate to use this phrase in conjunction with Alvin Bragg, but that's good news that he said it should be put off, right?
I think it was begrudging because he knows that even if Merchan sentenced Trump, it would be immediately appealed and probably stayed. The Supreme Court may have even stepped in and stopped it. So it's probably his way to save face and kind of buy himself some time. I don't think it was magnanimous, but yes, it is a good sign that hopefully that will not happen on September 18th.
All right, let me give you this set of facts as a pattern there, Counselor. Let's say that President Trump wins. The federal charges get kicked to the curb as soon as he gets in there. But what about those state charges? Is that something that will stick around for a bit?
Well, that's a great scenario. So let's assume, okay, Donald Trump wins the presidency. Let's assume that Judge Merchan rejects the idea that immunity should result in a mistrial and goes ahead and sentences Donald Trump sometime in the next 6 months, right? Either before or after he's sworn in January. Now, what happens? So I think what would happen was you look to the Constitution and the Supremacy Clause, which says that basically state functionality has to cede ground to the federal government.
Okay.
So Donald Trump would say, look, I am now the president. I am the chief executive of the country. I cannot have some state lawsuit or prosecution impede my ability to do the job of commander in chief.
Right.
So he basically get anything stayed until at least four years until he's out of office. So obviously, if it's a fine, if it's some kind of slap on the wrist, then sure, it'll happen. If it's a jail sentence, God forbid, that would all get kind of stayed for years. And hopefully never happen.
It absolutely blows my mind that this this stuff is still out there and it is still going around. And we've got all of these other things that we're now going to have to analyze and see which way it goes. What about the leftist commentators, Joe? Because I tune in. You know, I feel I have an obligation to my listeners. So I watch MSNBC so that they don't have to. You know, it's like a little favor I do for them. But I see these leftist folks saying, well, you know, this out of control Republican Supreme Court now said that any president can kill anybody they want right there in the Oval Office. And I thought, I don't remember that in the decision. But again, would that give cover to somebody in the Oval Office to kill someone?
No. No, it's not the president's job to kill someone,
right?
So if he's acting outside his job and he's not acting in his official capacity and he's committing a crime, that he's certainly able to be prosecuted for.
Okay.
But that kind of hysteria, what they're doing is that attack on the Supreme Court, which really is odious. I mean, the fact that they are attacking our political branch that cannot defend itself.
Yep.
And I think what they're building toward here is trying to generate anger toward the court, so that if they come into power, that'll give them an excuse to either pack the Supreme Court or modify it, limit its jurisdiction in ways that really can kind of cripple it.
Yeah.
So I think it's dangerous talk. I think it's really upsetting. And anyone who looks at this, you might not like some of these decisions the Supreme Court has made in the last few years.
Right.
But no one can say they are not well-reasoned.
Yep.
They are not well-documented. I would encourage, I mean, some of these are pretty long. But I would encourage anybody who's interested in this immunity case, which is U.S. v. Trump, in the obstruction of Congress case, which is the Fisher case.
Yep.
Even the Dobbs decision, which revoked, overturned Roe v. Wade. These are all really well-reasoned decisions, as is Judge Cannon's decision from a few months ago to dismiss the case because of Jack Smith's improper appointment. So, again, you could disagree with some of these cases, but no honest analyst can say that the court is cutting corners or is not thinking these things through and just kind of, you know, taking a stab in the dark. But, yeah, it's dangerous talk that the left is really putting forth, and, again, against a branch that cannot get on television and defend itself.
I wish they could, by the way.
I would give anything. I would give all the money in your pocket, Joe, to see Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas says to get on there and say, let me tell you something, and then explain the way of life to them. Hey, before I have to move on here, Joe, what about that Chevron case? That's a good one, right? That we don't now allow these bureaucrats to simply make stuff up?
Exactly. So the Chevron doctrine from the 1980s was a prior decision by the court which said basically the administrative agencies within the executive branch get the final say on how they interpret the law, not the courts. And so what happens is Congress has gotten into this really bad habit of drafting laws very clumsily, very broadly, leaving all the details to the executive agencies. And so what happens is when you couple it with the Chevron doctrine, these agencies get tremendous discretion on how to carry out these laws. And the doctrine said the courts cannot second guess them. So this is a victory. This is saying the Chevron doctrine is gone.
Right.
All of these decisions are reviewable by the courts. This hopefully will inject some common sense. One, to kind of stop these out of control agencies, right. and two, to hopefully incentivize Congress to get a little more careful, a little more detail oriented on how they draft their laws, and not just allow the deep state to kind of run with things.
I love it. I love it. Joe, I am out of time, but I am so grateful to you for always making time for us. Please remind everybody where they can follow you on social media and where they can read you online.
Sure. Joseph Moreno on X, josephmoreno.com. Please get out there and vote this year. I mean, we say it's important every year, but, man, it's really important this year. So, please, if you are on the fence, if you are not sure, if you have family members, neighbors, get them to vote. It's an important one. And, Jeff, I think you deserve a Purple Heart for watching MSNBC for the rest of us, so we don't have to. But God bless you, sir.
I'm going to take a field promotion out of petty cash for myself, counselor, and I always appreciate you being here. Thank you. That is Joe Moreno. Joe is, without question, a brilliant, brilliant attorney. And the fact that he makes time for us to break it all down into nice bite-sized pieces that even I can swallow, even I can understand, man, we are fortunate in that regard. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.